Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello and welcome. We are back at full capacity. We have two, but not Maddie. We are joined by the lovely, the beautiful, the smart Mrs. Vanessa. Vanessa, say hello to the listeners.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So what we got here is what I always envisioned the show would be. A show where you could be driving with both a parent and a child. So now, for the first time ever, we have a parent and a child. So let's see how they do. We have donkeys, baseball, investing, and painting. Round one, donkeys. Donkeys are intelligent and social animals known for being strong and resilient. So the next time someone calls you a donkey, think about that. Question one. What is the sound donkeys make called?
A bray.
Correct. A donkey's bray can be heard up to 3 miles away in the desert. It's a loud hee-haw. The hee involves when the donkey inhales, and the haw is when it exhales. Question two. What's the name of the donkey character in the Shrek movies?
Donkey?
Correct! The name is Donkey. He was voiced by comedian Eddie Murphy, one of the funniest sidekicks of all time. Question three. In the Bible story of Palm Sunday, who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey?
The three wise men?
Incorrect.
And Jesus.
Yes, she got it. Jesus. Fun fact, donkeys were symbols of peace in ancient times, unlike horses, which symbolized war. Question four. Speaking of donkeys and horses, what animal is created when a male donkey breeds with a female horse?
A mule?
Yes! Mules are strong, calm, and great at carrying heavy loads on mountain trails. Wow! The parent-child combo might nail a 5 out of 5 round. The final question of the round. What are baby donkeys called?
Foals?
Yes! She got it! Foals can stand and walk within an hour after they are born. 5 out of 5. Round two, baseball. The Seattle Mariners are one win away from participating in the World Series as we film this. I grew up in the Northwest, a big fan of Ken Griffey and Ichiro, so I am excited for them. Question one, what shape is a baseball field?
Diamond?
Yes. Four bases, first, second, third, and home, form the diamond shape. Question two. Which baseball team is known as the Bronx Bombers?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
The New York Yankees! They finally get stumped with what I think is the easiest question of the round. They've won more World Series championships than any other team. These ladies were too busy studying donkeys to be paying attention to baseball. Question three. What is it called when a batter hits a home run with the bases loaded?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
A grand slam. The term actually comes from the card game Bridge. We have found their kryptonite. Will they know this one? Question 4. What baseball player was known as the Sultan of SWAT?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Can you name a single baseball player, Mila or Vanessa?
No.
Babe Ruth?
She got it! Babe Ruth was the Sultan of SWAT. Ruth's charisma helped turn baseball into America's pastime, where even people who have no idea about baseball know who Babe Ruth is. Question 5. Wrigley Field is famous for its ivy-covered outfield walls. Which major league team plays at Wrigley Field? I highly doubt they get this.
The Worms.
No.
The Mariners.
The Chicago Cubs, of course, who famously broke their 108-year World Series drought in 2016. But we hope the Mariners break their drought. I don't think they've ever won the World Series. I don't even know if they've ever even been. Sponsor alert, Golf Pong. 4.6 stars on Amazon. A great gift. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Not included is the golf club. The best part, though, you don't even need the club to have fun. We simply play it like darts here in this household. Check the link in the description. Round 3, investing. Mila and Maddie get a little bit of money to invest in stocks for every 30-minute workout they complete at home. They get to pick the companies to invest in, but they don't get to touch it until they are 23. I call it the Health and Wealth Program. Mila, you did a workout this week. What are you going to invest in this time?
Probably Google.
Always a safe bet. Question 1. When you own a share of a company and get paid part of its profits, what is that payment called?
I don't know.
A dividend. Companies like Coca-Cola and Apple have paid dividends for decades. Not all companies pay a dividend. Question 2. What is the opposite of a bull market, in which stock values are consistently increasing?
Maddie knows this stuff, but I don't.
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
A bear market. Fun fact, bulls charge up, bears swipe down. So the terms describe market trends. Question 3. Who is probably the most famous investor of all time? He is often called the Oracle of Omaha because he is from Omaha, Nebraska.
It's not Warren Buffett, is it?
It is Warren Buffett! Fun fact, Buffett started investing at age 11 and bought his first stock for $38. After the stock dropped and then recovered to $40, he sold it, only to later watch it go over $200, a valuable lesson that taught him the importance of patience in investing. Vanessa yawned during that story. She is not interested in the history of Warren Buffett, but Mila, you started investing earlier than Warren Buffett. You might be the next, big investor. She's not giving away her tips. Question 4, true or false, meaning they must confer and agree. The statement, you can invest in companies from other countries.
True.
Yes, it is true. Many people invest in global companies like Toyota, Samsung, or Nestle. Question 5. It is October 2025. What is the highest valued company in the world?
I don't know.
You don't want to guess?
Google.
Incorrect.
Apple.
Great guesses. Nvidia. $4.5 trillion. Nvidia makes most of their money by selling hardware, particularly high performance GPUs, to 3 main markets: data centers, gaming, and professional visualization. 2 out of 5, they are at 9 points headed into the final round painting. Question 1. Which famous artist cut part of his ear off and painted the Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
He created more than 900 paintings in just 10 years. Question 2. What do we call a quick, rough, first version of a painting or drawing?
A sketch?
Yes. Fun fact, Leonardo da Vinci's sketchbooks are still studied today for their detail and imagination. Question 3. The famous ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was painted by which artist?
Leonardo da Vinci?
Incorrect.
Michelangelo?
She got it. He painted the entire ceiling while lying on a scaffolding for 4 years. Question 4. What 15th century mural painting by da Vinci features Jesus and his 12 apostles gathered for a meal?
Something dinner?
Incorrect.
The last dinner?
Ooh, folks,
the
judges?
Final dinner?
We will give them half a point. The Last Supper is what the judges were looking for. They're at 12 and a half. Question 5. What is considered the most expensive painting in the world?
The Mona Lisa?
Yes, it's valued around $1 billion. The Mona Lisa has been stolen once in 1911 by an Italian handyman named Vincenzo Perugia. He hid in a closet of the Louvre overnight and walked out with the painting the next morning. It was recovered 2 years later when he tried to sell it in Florence. $1 billion for a painting. They are at 13 and a half points if my math is mathing. 2 truths and a lie, 6-7. Statement 1. 0.00024% of people in the world are 6'7" or taller. Statement 2. 67 is a prime number. Statement 3. 6-7 is slang for I'm not sure. So you have a very small percentage of the people 6'7". 67 is a prime number, and 6-7 equals not sure. The lie, Mila.
Statement 3?
Correct, because it doesn't mean I'm not sure. What does it mean, Mila?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right. It's brain rot. Don't get involved in it. 14 and a half points. What a strong show. And any words of wisdom as we head into the holiday season, Mila?
Buy golf pong as a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's a great words of wisdom. Vanessa, thank you for joining us today. How would you rate your level of fun?
10 out of 10.
Wow. And you guys at home, you can just rate us 5 out of 5, and we'll see you next month. Bye.